beginning with Parshas Truma, throughout the remaining Parshios of Sefer Shmos, the Torah emphasizes the role of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. We begin with the Tzivoy Vosle Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, and the Torah delineates the Asiyas HaMishkan as well as all of the Kelim that are necessary to appropriately create and to furnish a Mikdash Hashem. And this posed a significant problem in Sefer HaMitzvos. How is it that you count all of the Tzivuyim regarding Asiyas HaMikdash and the Mishkan itself? You know, the Gemara tells us, Makos and Daf Chav Gimel, that Taryag Mitzvos Nemler Moshe Misinai, the drasha of Rabbi Simloi. You know, it's a fascinating discussion that the Ramban has in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. Does everyone agree to this principle of Rabbi Simloi? Perhaps is this a machlokes? Was this the starting point or was this the finish line? Did Rabbi Simloi begin with Lachala Moshe Misinai, Taryag Mitzvos Nemler Moshe Misinai, or was that simply an observation? Rabbi Simloi learned all of the Sugyas Hashas, counted up the number of mitzvos, and it came to Taryag. And on that basis, Rabbi Simloi said, Taryag Mitzvos Nemler Moshe Misinai. You know, Tosus is bothered in Sota and Daf Gimel. When you look in the very beginning of that Masechta, you find several cases right off the bat. There are machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether something is a reshus or whether something is considered to be a mitzvah. When it comes to the Parsha Sasota, the Torah tells us, V'kinias ishto, kinui, the fact that if a husband suspects his wife, he goes through that process, is that a mitzvah, a chiyuv, or is that only considered to be a reshus? Or the Torah tells us in the very beginning of Parshas Emor, a kohen cannot be mutami lemeis. When it comes, however, to krovim, lo hitama. Does that mean a kohen must or a kohen may? If you have an evid knani, the Torah tells us, la olam vahem ta'avodu. Does that mean he must serve you forever? Or does that mean he may serve you forever? Those are three cases in Sota and Daf Gimel, where according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have three that are only reshus, but according to Rabbi Akiva, all these are mitzvos min haTorah. So Tosfos makes a fascinating comment that how do you get to the number of taryag, of taryag mitzvos nem Moshe Misinai? That right away, there are three mitzvos Rabbi Akiva has that Rabbi Shmuel does not. So Tosfos writes that it must be that there were three others that Rabbi Shmuel maintained were mitzvos daraisa, and Rabbi Akiva denied them as being mitzvos, because Tosfos assumes that everyone agrees that Taryag mitzvos nemer lemoshe misinai. It's a fascinating machlokas. It's a suffix in the Ramban in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. What's relevant, no doubt, for us is as follows, that if you count each and every tzivui regarding mikdash independently, you will far, far exceed the cap of Taryag Mitzvos Nemer Moshe Misinai. And that posed a significant challenge to the Gaonim and Rishonim. How is it that you consolidate? How do you combine to arrive at Taryag Mitzvos Nemer Moshe Misinai? When you think of a drasha that was subject to incredible siyata dishmaya, now there's one line of Rabbi Simloi, Taryag Mitzvos, it gave rise, Baruch Hashem, to all the Gaonim and Rishonim writing a Sefer HaMitzvos in order to determine what exactly are the Taryag Mitzvos that you find in the Torah Hashem. So if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam writes the following principle. There's a single mitzvah, Vosle Mikdash, V'Shachanti V'Socham. And that single mitzvah embraces, it includes, not only the construction of the Mishkan and Mikdash itself, but all of the Kelim. All of the Kelim are included in that mitzvah. So the Rambam writes simply, a consolidation, one mitzvah, to create and to furnish the Mikdash Hashem. The Ramban disagrees. Interestingly, the Ramban does not disagree there in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvah Chaf, a little bit later. In Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that's where you find the Hasagas Ramban, because Lamed Gimel is where the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Bigdei Kohuna. The Rambam writes there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to don Bigdei Kohuna. It's interesting that the Rambam counts Levishas Bigdei Kohuna as a mitzvah. The Rambam does not count in Isser of Mechuser Begadim. The Isser, if a Kohen does Avodah without the requisite Bigdei Kohuna. The Halachos Gedolos does the exact opposite. In Samaches, the Halachos Gedolos counts an Isser of Mechuser Begadim, but doesn't count a mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kahuna. We once discussed that machlok is the Rambam and Halachos Gadolos regarding Big Day Kahuna. What exactly is the view of the Halachos Gadolos? How can you not count Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah? So the Ramban explains that the view of the Bahag is as follows, that wearing the Big Day Kahuna is not a mitzvah, but rather it is only a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage. It's a precondition in order to do avoda. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin, Bizman Shebigdein Alehin, Kuhunasin Alehin. A Kohen has to do avoda. If the Kohen is Mechuser Begadim, he cannot do the avoda. The need to wear Big Day Kahuna is really not an independent mitzvah, but it's only considered to be a Hechsher mitzvah. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that Levishas Big Day Kahuna is a mitzvah. Balachos Gedolos maintains that no, it's only considered to be a Hechsher mitzvah, is considered to be a Hechsher avoda. You know, there seemingly is a Rambam that fits in so nicely. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash begins Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. What is the requisite order of donning the Big Day Kahuna? It's a chiddush in the Rambam. Know that there is a seder to Levishas Big Day Kahuna. But the Rambam writes there absolutely is. Ketzad seder Levishas Begadim. There is a Minchas Chinuch. It's found in Mitzvah Tzadites, where the Minchas Chinuch very much plays down this Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch writes that there is no seder. There is no seder Levisha. The Gemara says that the Michnasayim have to be put on first, but aside from that, Bichnasayim being first, there is no Seder Levisha. But the Rambam is pretty clear. The Rambam writes, Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. It sounds like there absolutely is a Seder to Levishas Big Day Kahuna. That is indeed the Rambam Shita. You know, I would suggest the following proof. You know, there is a Rambam, the very end of Hilchus Kalayim, Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis, where the Rambam writes that a Kohen is only allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna at the time of the Avoda. If a Kohen will don Big Day Kahuna Shalo Bishas Avoda, the Rambam writes he gets Malkus Daraisa, Loka Mipnei HaAvnet Shebo, because the Avnet is made up of Shatnes, and the allowance to wear Shatnes is only Bishas Avoda. But outside of that window of Avoda, the Kohen is not allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna because of the Avnei. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ravid has two haras. Number one is he doesn't think that's true. The allowance to a Big Day Kahuna means that Big Day Kahuna are excluded from Shatnes, even Shalo, Bishas Avoda. Number two, the Ravid asks, why does the Rambam pick on the Avnei? No, the Avnei is the only one of the Big Day Kahuna that has Shatnes. What about the Choshen? And what about the Eifo that also has Shatnes? So good, okay, let's assume the position of the Rambam. So say there's a problem wearing three of the Begadim. Why does the Rambam only write Avnet? The Beis Halevi writes, this I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, is that there's a marked difference. That Choshen, Eifo, that's Big Day Kohen Gadol. Avnet is Kohen Ediot, meaning that if I ask you, why is it that it's necessary to wear Big Day Kahuna, isn't there a fundamental difference between the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen wears Big Day Kahuna because he has to do Avoda, and it's a Hechsher Avoda that's necessary, I understand. The basis, even according to the Rambam, of a Kohen or a Big Day Kahuna is Avoda, Avoda. Why does the Kohen Gadol wear Big Day Kohen Gadol? Only because of Avoda? You mean that daily he has a right to offer the Minchas Chavitin, and therefore he has to wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol for that purpose? It's clear that that's not true. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, that the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, it's l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. The tzitz is meratze. The Levishas Big Day Kohen Gadol secures kapara for Klal Yisrael. Even if you're going to assume this chiddush, that the allowance to our Big Day Kahuna is only when it comes to avoda and not beyond, yeah, that's only true when it comes to the Kohen Hedya, not when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the only Begad that has Shatnes of Big Day Kohen Hedya, that is the Avnet. In Choshen Eifod, yeah, Big Day Kohen Gadol, that perhaps the Rambam would indeed agree. But the Rambam writes this Chiddush that for the Kohen Hedya, he is only allowed to wear Big Day Kuna B'Shas Avoda, because otherwise, what is the license, the allowance to wear the Avnet? When you get back to that Rambam, Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim, What is the Seder that the Rambam writes? The Rambam writes, well, first the Michnasayim, then the Ksones, then the Rambam writes the Avneit, then the Mitznefes. The Avneit is third. The Avneit is not last. I would say that's striking. Now, the Rambam writes that, realize the Avneit contains Shatnez, and you're only allowed to wear it B'Shas Avodah. So I would have argued, whatever the Kohen does in donning the big day kuna, one thing should be absolutely clear, the Avneit must be last. Now, why would you put the Avneit on before the balance of big day? You can't do the Avodah, you're not Royal Avodah, it is obviously not B'Shas Avodah. How in the world is it possible for the Kohen to wear the Avneit before the Mitznefes? I would tell you, there's only one answer. You know what the answer is? Seder, Seder. There's a Seder Levisha. If there's a Seder Levisha, that's the Seder Levisha. The Torah insists on that order. If you're going to argue, as the Menachas Chinuch does, the Mitzvah Tzarites, that that order is Lav Davka, then Lav Davka, there shouldn't be an allowance to wear the Avneit at that particular time. So I would tell you that it's compelling in the Rambam Shita that there is a Seder Levisha. And what is the basis of the Seder Levisha? I will tell you, very good, because the Rambam assumes that there's a mitzvah of Levisha. Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. There's a mitzvah of Seder Levisha. Whenever there's a mitzvah, of course there's a Seder. Now, there's a mitzvah Chalitza. So you'll tell me, so what is the order? What is the order? If there's a mitzvah, isn't there a Seder to the mitzvah? What do you do first? The Chalitza, the Rekika, the Kriyasa Parsha? A Seder for the mitzvah. It's not impossible, but no doubt a Chiddush. If Levisha is not a mitzvah, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, that there's a Seder within a Hechsher mitzvah. Because Hechsher mitzvah usually points to the following, that, you know, all we're concerned with is it kind of gets done. Not necessarily that there is an absolute Seder. But if it's a mitzvah, of course. So the Rambam writes that Levisha's big day kun is considered to be a mitzvah.
So the Seder is from the Pasuk?
Based on the psukim, right? Based on the psukim, how the Torah presents the big day kohuna, right? That's the basis of correct the Rambam shita. The Gemara just simply says first is first. The Michnasayim, the Rambam understood as follows: well, if first is first, then second is second, third is third, fourth is fourth, and therefore consistently, this is a seder levisha. It's not that the first is first and everything else, right, is lav dafka. But that's the Rambam's view. So the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban writes, according to Bahag, Levisha's big day kun is only a Hechsher mitzvah. And then the Ramban adds the following. And just as I maintain that that's true, according to the Bahag, when it comes to Levisha's big day kun, not a mitzvah, but only a Hechsher avoda, the Ramban writes, that's true of all of the kelim. Asiyas hakelim, the fact that you have to fashion, you have to craft a menorah, a shulchan, the kiyor, that's not a mitzvah. That is simply a hechsher mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hatav and lakas aneros. There's a mitzvah of lechem apanim. There's a mitzvah of akravas hakarbanos. As a precondition for those mitzvahs, you require the necessary kli. But the asiyas hakli is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. Is not considered to be a mitzvah itself. So both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that you're not going to count all the kelim independently, but very different approaches as to why not. According to the Rambam, it's all included in the mitzvah of Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Salcha. According to the Ramban, no, that's not true. Kelim are not included. The reason you don't count them independently is because each one of the kelim is a hechsher mitzvah associated with that particular avodah. Perhaps one could suggest the following l'shitase, something I think that is quite basic. If a person were to ask you in a couple of words, what exactly is the essence, the purpose, the nature of the Mikdash Hashem? What exactly would the answer be? What is a Beis HaMikdash? When you look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvachav, the Rambam also nechos Beis HaBechira, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos uses the term, the Mikdash is a Beis Avoda. A Beis Avoda. The Rambam writes, Nilchos Beis HaBechira, a Makom Shema Kriv Mokrabanos. When you look in the Ramban, in the very beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban describes the Mishkan and Mikdash in a very, very different way. We were Zoche to Mamet Har Sinai. Right? Great, great, great Hashras Hashchina. It would be tragic if we couldn't capture and preserve that Hashras Hashchina Ladoros. If that was only once and never again to repeat itself. The Ramban writes, the purpose of the Mikshkan and Mikdash Hashem is to preserve that Hashras Hashchina Ladoros, to have a place of Hashras Hashchina. And that's why the Ramban writes, look carefully throughout Sefer Shmos, the Torah will use the same terms describing the Mishkan as it does to describe Mamet Har Sinai, because that is exactly the purpose of not the Beis Avodah, but according to Ramban, a Beis Hashchina. A Beis Hashchina. So what is Mishkan a Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban Beis Avodah, the Ramban Beis Hashchina. Perhaps that's what she tells you. Because if you define the Mishkan HaMikdash is a base avoda, I would tell you it makes perfect sense to assume that the clay avoda are part of that mitzvah. If the purpose of a mitzvah is to have a base avoda, so in order to do avoda, you need a menorah, shulchan, the kiyor. I'll say, is that part of them? Of course it's part of the mitzvah. The clay avoda are essential to have a base avoda. But according to the Ramban, that the purpose of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is a Beis HaShchina, can't you envision a Beis HaShchina without Lechem HaPanim? Can't you vision a Beis HaShchina without a menorah? The answer is that yes. So, it's not going to be included in Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Selcham. Why is that considered to be an inherent condition built into having a Beis HaShchina? And therefore the Ramban is going to argue that, you know what? This is not part of Vosli Mikdash. I agree it's not counted, but for a very different reason. It's not counted because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah of the Avoda itself. I will tell you perhaps another Lashitase. When you look in the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban lists the mitzvos that he feels the Rambam forgot to count, you know, because they both have Taryag Mitzvos. So every case that they're going to disagree, there has to be a complementary machlokes. There's a fascinating line that the Ramban has in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. He writes that, look, all the Tanayim and all Amorim are bound to Targ Mitzvos Nanu Rosh Misinai. So imagine the following. Imagine the Ramban writes, we're debating whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa or Drabbanon, Gemara and Brachos Tav Chaf Aleph, Machlokes Shmu Rav Elozer. So, well, is Kriya Shema Daraisa, is Kriya Shema Drabbanon? So I'll say, give me a few hours. So I'm going to add up all the other mitzvahs. And if I get to 612, then Kriya Shema is Daraisa. And if I get to 613, then Kriya Shema is only Darabana. The Ramban writes, can that be? Can that be? The Ramban writes that, Ein lano betorah dvarim ke'elu. Such a stunning statement. No, it's like a breathtaking. In other words, that's not how to learn. No, that's not derech halimud. No, you want to decide whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa or Darabanan. You don't decide internally, but you decide like externally. Now, do you have a shortfall that you have to make up for, or do you not? No, it's like an amazing line the Ramban has. That can't be. That can't be. But yet, you know, the Rambam and the Ramban do come out to Targ Mitzvos and Rosh Misinai when you do all their calculations. So the Ramban has a mitzvah that the Rambam doesn't have. The Rambam has a losa say of v'chol asher amarti lechem tishameru, the very end of Parshas Mishpatim. What exactly is that love? The Ramban writes, it's referring to the Seder of Hanachas Kelim. When you go ahead and place the Kelim in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a requisite order. There's a Seder. So the Torah says, don't deviate from that Seder. The Ramban writes, in Lo Sasei Gimel, why didn't the Rambam count that? I'll tell you very simply why the Rambam didn't count that. You know why the Rambam didn't count that? Because there's a mitzvah of Vosli Mikdash, and the mitzvah includes Kelim. So the Seder of Kelim, that's part of that mitzvah. The Seder, that's part of the instruction booklet. It's not such a Jewish trait, but when you buy something, put it together to read the instructions. No, so like they tell you, step one, step two, step three. Now, like there, you have to build a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Seder. The Seder is an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Chalitza, and there's an independent mitzvah of the Seder of Chalitza. Of course not. The Seder is part of the mitzvah itself. So the Rambam, who includes kelim in the mitzvah, it's not surprising that the Rambam is not going to count the Seder of kelim independently. But according to the Ramban, that kelim are not included in Vasei Mikdash Shachanti Besocham, the reason you have to fashion and craft a kli is just a heksha mitzvah, but yet the Torah does have a Seder of Hanachas kelim, yeah, the Ramban's going to argue that must be a separate mitzvah. So I'll say, oh, this is L'shitase. No, the Rambam's understanding of what Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is, and the Rambam's count when it comes to kelim included, the Rambam that doesn't count, Seder Hanachas kelim against all those views of the Ramban. And here a further problem. And this is a problem according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, what do you do with the Aram? What do you do with the Aram? I'm not going to count all of the other kelim, because each and every one of them is a hechsher avoda. What do you do with the aram? When the pasuk tells you they have to craft an aram, oh, that's not going to be a mitzvah, that's a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah of what? Of what? I understand. Have a shulchan for the mitzvah of lechem apanim. Have a menorah for the mitzvah of atava and halakas aneros. Have an aram for the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of what? Even in Bayesheni, when the Aron was not present, everything continued. Now, even the Avodas Yom HaKippurim continued. The Aron is not defined in terms of any particular Avoda. So according to the Ramban, what do you do with Vasu Aron? That's a Hechsher Avoda. How can that be? According to the Rambam, it's part of the broadest Vasli Mikdash. But according to the Ramban, Hechsher, how is this a Hechsher Avoda? So guess what? I'll tell you, L'shitase. The Ramban, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, counts V'osu Aron independently. That's what the Ramban does. Counts V'osu Aron independently. Not according to the Ramban, but yes, according to the Ramban. After all, if the reason you don't count Kalim is because of Hechsher Avoda, the Aron is not a Kli which can be defined in terms of any Avoda, so it must be V'osu Aron. That is considered to be a mitzvah. So that's the Chiddush Rabban and Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. There's a marked distinction between the Aron and everything else. Everything else are considered to be Klei Avoda. And Asiyas HaKli is not considered to be a mitzvah. Not true when it comes to Vas Aron. That is considered to be a mitzvah. And then there's another amazing Ramban, which I think complements this beautifully. This is a Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma, where the Ramban writes, there's another difference. You know, when it comes to mitzvahs, sometimes the Torah uses the singular and sometimes the Torah uses the plural. We've discussed in many shiurim throughout the years that fundamental distinction. When we discussed the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer, the Sugi Menachos, Tav Samachem Udbeiz, Usvartem Lachem, B'loshen Rabim, is Sfir Lachal Echad V'Echad. Everyone has to count the days of the Omer. When it comes, for example, to counting the years of the Yovel, there, everyone counts the years of the Yovel? No, Tosfos writes, only Bezdin, only the Sanhedrin. Tosfos writes, there are Menachos Samachay, right, the Tosfos and Ksuvah Stefayin Beis, that the Sanhedrin convenes every year, and they count the year of the Yovel with a bracha, the Chiddush HaTosfos. But not all of us. Klal Yisrael as a whole. Why Klal Yisrael as a whole? Why not each and every one of us? Because the Torah tells us, V'safarta licha, not usfartem lachem. Lachem means everyone, the masses. If it says licha, it means Klal Yisrael as a single entity, as a single unit. The Gemara explains in Sukkadaf, Mem Aleph, Lulav and Esrog, ulekachtem lachem. The Gemara says lekicha, b'yad kol echad v'echad. Everyone has to take. The Dalet Minyan, so Tosa says, because the Pasuk says, ulekachtem lachem, and it doesn't say, ulekachta licha. No, Tosfos is clear. Now, maybe one would have thought that lulav is only relevant to Avodas HaMikdash, because lulav does play a critical role in Avodas HaMikdash. So maybe you would have thought that, you know, it's part of the Chovas HaTzibur of Avoda. No. L'kachtem lachem means that l'kicha l'chol echad v'echad. So Lashon Rabbi means the masses. Mashen Kein, when it comes to Lashon Yachid, it means klal Yisrael as a chol. The Vilna Gaon uses like interesting language. It's clear, but it sounds a little unusual, that if the Torah uses Lashon Rabbim, it means it's a Chovas HaYachid. And if it uses Lashon Yachid, it means it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Right? It means the same thing. No, it means a Chovas Yachid means every Yachid must, right? The masses. And if the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, it means it's a Chovas HaTzibur, meaning the Tzibur as a whole goes ahead and does so. But that's clear. So the Ramban makes the magnificent Ha'ara, you find in Medrash, but the Ramban emphasizes that when it comes to all of the other Kelim, the Torah says Vasisa in the singular. And when it comes to Aron, the Torah says Vasa, Vasa Blashon Rabbim. That's the Hara of the Ramban, based on the Medrash. Because all other Kelim, why are they necessary? Let's say the Ramban, for Avoda. So what does that mean? It means Klal Yisrael as a whole has to see to it that you have Avoda. So therefore, Klal Yisrael as a whole has to see to it that you have all of the Klei Avoda. All of the Klei Avoda. This is not a Chuvas Yachid. Each one of us has to have a menorah. It means that Knesset Yisrael as a whole has to see to it that there is a menorah. And therefore, it's not surprising. The Torah says, Va'asisa. The Aron is not part of Klei Avoda. Not part of Klei Avoda. But a separate mitzvah. The Ramban writes that the purpose of that mitzvah is to house, to safeguard, to secure the Torah Hashem. And that, the Ramban writes, everyone is obligated to participate in. The Ramban writes, Va'osu Aron Yavu Kulam V'yasku Ba'aron. Everyone is obligated to do so. Kadesh Yisku Kum LaTorah. If the Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem, that's a chiyuv only on the tzibur as a whole. No, that, the Ramban writes, is a chovas hayachid. So Aron is remarkable in that twofold sense. That asiyas Aron is a separate mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah which is al kol echad v'echad. Here one could suggest the following. You know, maybe I'll tell you, there are two halachas, two dinim, two aspects, two qualities to the Aron. In what sense is that true, that there are two dine ha'aron? Well, number one, Aron clearly is essential in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. That's clear. Whether it is Klei Avoda, not Klei Avoda, but if someone asks you, does the Aron relate to the Mishkan and Mikdash Hashem? Absolutely. Certainly true. But I'll tell you, there's another role of the Aron, having nothing at all to do with Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the Luchos. It's necessary to house, to preserve, to safeguard, to secure the Luchos. Even if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Vasle Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochem, I would tell you it's absolutely vital to have an Aron. Even if there wouldn't have been a tzivui of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Where do you see that this is true? I'll tell you very simply. Look in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev is not described in Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Parshas Ekev just simply tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the Luchos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build an Aron. No? Parshas Ekev is a tzivui of Aron unrelated to Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, I will tell you that it's clear there are two parshios of Aron. There is Truma and the parshios that follow, describing the Mishkan and Mikdash Hashem, but then Parshas Ekev, Sefer Shmos, Sefer Dvarim, two different dimensions, two different dinei ha'aron. The Aron in terms of Shmira Saluchos, and then the Aron in terms of its role as it's incorporated into Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Two dinei ha'aron. It's not coincidental that you have two such distinct parshios of Aron. The Torah doesn't only address Aron here in Sefer Shmos, in Binyan HaMishkan, but the Torah emphasizes the role of Aron in terms of Mamad Har Sinai, independent, irrespective of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. A further suggestion. You know, the Aron is made up of two materials, of Zahav and Atzei Shittim. Hard to ask why exactly that's true, but one perhaps could suggest that the two materials of the Aron reflect the two dimensions of the Aron. When you think of the role of the Aron in terms of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, that elicits that sense of the kavod, the tiferes, the beauty, the splendor, the radiance, the zahav, which was not unique to Aram, but other kelim as well. When you think about the role of the Aram to house the luchos, that points to atzei shittim. Why would I say that that's true? That that role, that dimension of Aram is the atzei shittim? Because in Parshas Ekev, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you're coming down from Har Sinai, you have to construct an Aron to house the Luchos. That Aron, it's clear in the Pasuk, was an Aron Eitz. There's no mention of Zahav whatsoever. Because that dimension, right, Eitzim, that's all that was necessary. Why that's true? Maybe it's because of the Eitzim represents a sense of Yadam Eitz Asada. It represents a sense of constant growth. No, as opposed to something which is a material that is stagnant, but the Shmira Saluchos, that's an Aron Eitz. To incorporate into the Mishkan Hashem, oh, that requires all. So, two dimensions of Aron, two Dine Aron, right? Two Halachos of Aron, two Parshios of Aron, two Materials of Aron. Let me ask you the following. That we broke down a Chovas HaYachid, a Chovas HaTzibur, certain things everyone is obligated to do, other things is just a chiv and coming upon the tzibur. So if indeed there are two dimensions, two aspects to the Aron, could there possibly be a difference in terms of that point? Is it a chiv al kol echad v'echad? Or is it something which is a chiv and coming upon the tzibur? So one could suggest the following. Now that look, the role of the Aron in terms of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, just like all the other kelim of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, that's a chiyuv on the tzibur as a whole. But the role of the Aron, independent of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, the role of the Aron to preserve, to safeguard, to be entrusted with the Torah Hashem, that's Yavo Kulam, that everyone is obligated to do. That's not just a select few. That's a chiyuv, which is al kol, echad v'echad. So maybe one could argue these two dinim, these two parshas, the two materials reflect two different aspects in that sense, that the dimension of Mishkan and Mikdash Hashem is like other kelim. It's a chiyuv and coming to Panat Zibor. Mashenke, when it comes to the need to safeguard the Torah Hashem, as the Ramban writes, Yavo Kulam, that's not because of the dimension in Mishkan, but that's because of the primacy of the Torah Hashem that requires a constant awareness, that requires that it be safeguarded, it requires preservation. See, with that in mind, when you go back to the Pasuk, in the very beginning, when the Torah commands us to construct an Aron, so it's amazing, no? The Torah tells us, Va'asu Aron. The Ramban writes, Va'asu is Lashon Rabbim. Va'asu is Yavo Kulam. Well, Yavo Kulam. So the Torah says, Va'asu Aron, Ase Shitim. The Torah only mentions the Eitz. It doesn't mention anything about the Zahav, because Va'asu, Yavo Kulam, that's the Eitzim, that's the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shmiras Aluchos. You mean it's enough to have Atzei Shittim? No. The Torah continues. You have to overlay it with gold. No? Vitzipisa, so Zahav. So it's amazing. No? Va'asu and Vitzipisa. No? Va'asu is Lashon Rabbim. Vitzipisa is Lashon Yachid. No? Like, how do you explain that seeming inconsistency? No? That's the Torah. It's no? That va'osi yavokum yasko aron, that's the aron eitz. That's the element of the shmiras aluchos. Of course, you have to incorporate into the Mishkan Hashem, and therefore you do so by overlaying with zav. But that's not a chovas hayachid. That's a chiyuv incumbent upon the tzibur as a whole. So that's what the Torah tells us, right? In these references, va'osu v'tzipisa. No, that kind of says everything. No, what is today's shir? Va'osu v'tzipisa. That's it. No? In two words. The Torah can, you know, can just tell you everything you have to know. No, so that's a fundamental aspect of that element of the Torah Hashem. It's quite remarkable. You know, in these parshios, the Torah not only tells us how to make the kelim, the dimensions of the kelim. The Torah also underscores the avoda, the avoda. That's not so simple. Like, why is it necessary to mention the avoda? These are not the parshias of avoda. The Torah tells us, for example, you construct a shulchan And you have to put the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan. This is not the Parsh of Lechem HaPanim. If you want to know the details of Lechem HaPanim, you look in Parsha Zemo. No? That's the Torah tells you all the details of Lechem HaPanim. But here it's referenced. It's referenced. Why does it have to be referenced? Okay, maybe one could simply argue that, okay, you know, the Torah is kind of giving us a heads up. No? Build it in case you're curious, because this is what you're going to do with it. No? Okay. I would tell you the further difficulty, though. Because in Parshas Tetzaveh, when the Torah tells us you have to craft a mizbeach, and then what do you do in the mizbeach? The Torah says you offer a korban tamid. Why a korban tamid? No, you offer many, many korbanos on the mizbeach. So if the Torah was merely just telling you, kind of a heads up, this is what you're going to do on the mizbeach, so just say you're going to offer korbanos. But why exactly korban tamid? Why exactly korban tamid? So I will tell you the answer is as follows. The Torah is not just simply giving you a heads up that this is what you're going to do. This is the issue. These parshiyos are binyan hamishkan. Binyan hamishkan was a horashah. What about ladoros? Not to be counted in sefer mitzvos. It has to be a mitzvah ladoros. The answer is v'chein tasu ladoros. V'chein tasu ladoros. And this is not just mishkan. This is mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah of the Rambam. The mitzvah of Binyan, Beis HaMikdash. Vasali Mikdash, Veshachanti Besalcham. This is Binyan HaMikdash. So this is a mitzvah Ladaros. So I ask you the following question. You go ahead and you fashion the Mizbeach, the Menorah, the Shulchan. How are you Mekadesh the Kli? How are you Mekadesh the Kli? How does it become invested with Kedusha? How exactly does that work? Well, so the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Tezayin Shavuos Tezvav, Kol HaKelim Shosa Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu made these Kelim, Mishichosan Mekadshasan. Your Moshech B'Shemen HaMishcha, oh, that endows the Kli with the requisite Kedusha. What about Ladoros? Not Moshe Rabbeinu. What about Mikan Ve'elech? Mikan Ve'elech, Avodasa mechanchasa. The avod is mekadesh. The avod is mekadesh the kli. In other words, the avoda has a dual role. The avoda is not only a mitzvah avoda, but avodasa mechanchasa, the avod is mekadesh. Mekadesh the kli. So it's not surprising to me that the Torah is going to mention lechem apanim twice. In Parshas Emor, that's the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim with all the details. But the Torah, of course, is going to reference Lechem HaPanim as part of the Asiyas HaShulchan, not simply as a heads up. Why do I need this? No. Because Avodasa Mechanchasa. You have to make and be Mekadesh the Shulchan. How do you do that? By placing the Lechem HaPanim. How are you Mechanech the Menorah? The initial hatav and hadlaka, that is avodasa, mechanchasa. And that, I will tell you, answers the kasha. Then Parshas Tetzav, the Torah tells us that you have to create the mizbeach. And what do you do on the mizbeach? You offer a karban tamid. Yeah, that's a mishnah, menachos, naf memtes. Ein mechanchim es mizbeach ela betamid. That's it, no? In terms of a mitzvah, yeah, you offer many karbanos as a mitzvah. But in terms of avodasa mechanchasa, it is only the korban tamid, because that's the first korban, that's the tchilas ha'avoda. And therefore, if the reason that this is mentioned is not just simply to tell you what will come, but rather avodasa mechanchasa, it would not be appropriate for the Torah to reference any other korban, because avodasa mechanchasa is only through the korban tamid, and therefore, unbelievably medayek. Now that build a mizbeach and offer a korban tamid, because the korban tamid is mekadesh, it's mechanech, the mizbeach itself. You know, there's a beautiful comment in a similar vein of the Balei HaTosos. It's found in Parshas Truma, in Perach Hafei Pasuk Vav, but it's also found in yesterday's Kriya Satar as well. The Torah lists, in both of these places, the material that's necessary in order to fashion a mishkan. So the Torah tells us you have to have the zahav, kesef, nechoshes, tcheles, argaman, talashani, sheishizim. Then the Torah continues, Pasuk Vav, Shemen Lamar, Besamin L'Shemen HaMishchem L'Torah Sasamin. Yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, and also Parshas Truma. The Bali HaTosos, the Dasakim and Bali HaTosos, there in the beginning of Truma, but also for this Parsha. Why is that here? Why is that here? Shemen Lamar, you have to have Shemen to light the menorah. What that is part of Avoda. The Torah doesn't say you have to have wheat for menachos. The Torah doesn't say you have to have animals for karbanos. Why does it say shemen lamar? Why does it say you have to have besamim for ktoras? So that's avoda. That's avoda. So the Bali HaTosfos make the striking statement that all these psukim belong except for this one. This pasuk isn't seemingly relevant. No, you have to have shemen for hadlakas haneros. You have to have besamim for the mitzvah of ktoras. Yeah, that's part of avoda. That's part. So, the Bali HaTosfos answer, beautiful answer. Apparently not. Apparently, the need for the Shemen Lamar and the need for the Besamim for Ktoris is not just simply because of Avoda. Not just simply because of Avoda. Imagine, for example, you're invited to the king's palace. And you walk in and it's dark. It's dark, you know? I can't see. No. They hit the switch and the light doesn't go on. No. Imagine you walk in and there's really a foul smell in the king's palace. It's the Bali HaTosfos, right? That the Shemen Lama'or and the Besamim is part of the Binyan. It's the Tzorach HaBayis. You have to have a Bayis Ma'or Umavusam. Right? The image of the Beis HaMikdash is not that simply that you have the parameter and you have the kelim, but you know, you have to have, right, the beauty, the splendor. You have to have an illuminated bayis. You have to have a fragrant bayis. That's part of binyan. Even if there wouldn't necessarily be a mitzvah of hadlakas haneros, but you know what? You're going to walk into a dark Mikdash Hashem. You're going to walk into the Mikdash Hashem and the odor is not going to be the odor of the Ktoris. No. So that, the Bali HaTosfos writes, that is Tzarchi HaBinyan. Just like you need Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, you need the Shemen Amor, you need the Besamim for Ktoris, because the Bayis, Mor Mavusim, is considered to be part of the Bayis. I've mentioned this sometimes in appeals in the shul, sometimes it's easy to raise money for the building, no? But the maintenance sometimes is a little bit harder, no? But don't. The bayis, the mamon husam, that's part of the binyan. That's not, maybe the plaque doesn't say so, but that's an electric bill. That's part of. Now, you're walking to a dark place, no? In such a case, that's a chisaron in the bayis, no? Not just simply a chisaron in those elements of avoda. But beautiful chiddush. It relates to what I just said before, that the Torah is not mentioning all these other psukim simply because of avoda. Whatever is mentioned here is letzarech binyan. So if it mentions shemen, that means you need a bayis ma'or. If it mentions besamim, you need a bayis mevusam. And if it mentions avoda, it's because avodasa mechanchasa, because that's necessary for the tzorech of binyan itself. There's a fascinating din in Yerushalmi. We mentioned this a couple of years ago, this Yerushalmi, that the Lechem HaPanim, the Yerushalmi writes, has two dimensions to it. Number one, there's avod of Lechem HaPanim. That's clear. But there's an added dimension of Lechem HaPanim, and that is, you're going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and the table's going to be empty. You're going to have a psur reikani, an empty table. Now, you're invited to a simcha, and all the tables are empty. Now, you have to have a shulchan aruch, no? You can't have a psur reikani. So here as well, the Lechem HaPanim are Midine HaShulchan. And as the Pasuk emphasizes, Lefonai Tamid, the Shulchan can never be empty. It always has to be filled with Lechem. It means it's part of the Dine HaShulchan. It's not just simply that there is a mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. There is Yerushalmi in Perek Vav of Masech Shkalim, where the Yerushalmi raises an unbelievable safek. Yerushalmi says the following: Shabbos has come, it's time to remove the Lechem HaPanim. There's a mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. For whatever reason, there's a major problem, a major glitch. We don't have new Lechem HaPanim. So removal of the old lechem apanim would mean that the shulchan now is empty. So what do you do exactly now? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah today of lechem apanim, of the haktaras, and the bezichin, levona, and the achila. But there's another dimension of the shulchan, and there's a shulchan has to be a shulchan arach, not psarei kanya. So you're going to do the mitzvah, the shulchan is going to be empty. So what do you do? What do you do? So the maskani is Yerushalmi, unbelievable. Let things be. Let things be. Do not remove the old lechem apanim until you have new lechem apanim. It's like the dinei, right? Hashulchan trumps. No. That shulchan has to be mole. Has to be mole. Even if it means you can't do today's avoda of lechem apanim. The dinei hashulchan, right? That wins the day. It's an important chiddush. Now, multiple dimensions, not just simply an element of avoda, but rather that element of binyan, the kli. Yeah, that's what Tosus writes about the shem and the mor, the besamim, fructores. That's part of the bayis, mor mafusam, and all of the aspects of avoda. You know, the Musar Haskel is clear that I think that there are two dimensions to every mitzvah. Every mitzvah. You know, there's the root mitzvah, of course, Targ mitzvah Samar Rosh Misinai, but there's another dimension to each and every mitzvah. Now that's Avodasa Mechanchasa. It's a Mekadesh. It's a Mekadesh. You know, the opportunity, the privilege that we have to engage in mitzvahs is not merely the Asiyas HaMitzvah in and of itself, but it's Avodasa Mechanchasa. Avodas Hashem is Mekadesh. It's Mekadesh. You know, two people can do a mitzvah. Each one is Yotzei Yidei Chavasa, but the Avodas Mechanchasa can be radically different. A mitzvah of tefillah, you come on time, right, and you daven with intensity of kavana, and you take it with the seriousness that it deserves. That's the Avodas Mechanchasa, aside from the root mitzvah. Maybe one could be Yotzei Yidei Chavasa with an abridged Psukei D'Zimra, but Avodas Mechanchasa is going to be lacking. Now that's clear. Now it's the Avodas Hashem, the Mitzvah Satara, are Mekadesh. It's not just simply Yitzias Yidei Chavasa, but so much more than that. That I would say is the structure, the essence of the Mikdash Hashem, the mitzvahs of Binyan, the mitzvahs of Avodah, but Avodas Mechanchasa, the need to be Mekadesh. And that, I would say, is not limited in any shape or form to Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, but that's certainly V'chein Tasa L'doros. That impacts every aspect of Avodas Hashem itself. Okay. All right. Well,